Today, Be'ez Hashem, learn daf Kuf Lamed Ches of Masech Deschum. And within this daf, begin the final Perek Sheluach HaKen. Some of the topics we learned about include Chomesh Shlom, Kedei Lasis Memen Beged Katan. The mitzvah of Rish Zageiz entails to give the Kohen unprocessed wool that, after cleaning, weighs 5 Shlom to weave an Avnit, a belt for the Big Dekuna. Halakeh Geiz Tzoyne Shel Eved Kechav and Patim Rish Zageiz. If a Yisrael bought unshorn wool on a non-Jew sheep, he's exempt from this obligation because the pasuk states, "Geiz tzayin chetitin lay." The Yisrael must own the sheep that was shorn. The machlekes in the case of gazas u'macher b'shayna. If the Jew owned the required 5 sheep and he sold the first sheep after it was shorn, before the others were shorn, is he chay bereishis hageiz? The case of halakeh geiz tzayin shel chaver. If a Jew bought unshorn wool on another Jew's sheep, which depends on whether shear, the meicher, the seller, kept some wool of this type for himself, or loy shear, if the meicher sold all the wool of this type to the lekech. The next parak discusses the mitzvah of shiluach hakein. If a person finds an ownerless bird's nest with eggs or little birds in it, there's a mitzvah for him to first send away the mother and then take the eggs. The Gemara explains the reasons why old Mishnayis needed to mention that their mitzvah supply ba'aretz u'b'chutz la'aretz. B'fnei habayis, b'shuloy b'fnei habayis, b'chulin u'b'mikdashin.